Well, Mickey, what a great performance he was. Well, I suppose it was a great performance, but a great win here at Tamworth. It's a damn difficult place to come at the best of times, isn't it?
It is, yeah. It was a great performance, as in the way that we had to adapt to the conditions, because we had to be good at playing in a bumpy pitch and a swirling wind against a committed Tamworth side. When I knew that the fixture was coming up, I knew it was going to be a difficult game. And it proved, I was proved right. But I'm delighted to get another three goals and, like I say, a clean sheet.
Yeah, I mean, there was just one shot on target in that second half. It took them 47 minutes to have that shot. You must be really pleased with your defence as well.
Yeah, I was, yeah. They get a lot of stick. People giving us a lot of stick saying that we don't keep enough clean sheets. But I think we've proved that we can. It's a difficult league. In order to be successful in this league, you've got to be good at adapting to different conditions and different pitches and crowds and all the rest of it. And this is as difficult a place to come. There's been a lot of teams throughout this season and seasons previous have come unstuck here.
And looking at the game itself, took the lead in the first half, Andy Mangan with the penalty. It was definitely a penalty.
Oh, it was a stonewall. I mean, he's run across the 18-yard box and the guys just wiped him out. I think it's cut and dry.
Do you think there should have been a second one in the second half down this right-hand side?
I think if he's not so, I mean, I don't want to see my players to die. He's running into the box, and I think if he's not so honest, and I want to reiterate, I don't want him to be dishonest. The lad is fortunate that he stayed on his feet and he's got such great balance. Otherwise, yeah, it was probably another penalty.
And were you thinking as the game wore on, it's going to be one of those days where we might get hit on the sucker punch and taking up to the 88th minute to get the second goal?
Well, my manager always think that. We always err on the side of it's going to go against you. But they kept playing their football, and we played to the conditions, like I said, and got the result.
And do you think maybe Kyle Nix was very lucky not to escape with a red card for his challenge on Jamie Maguire in the second half?
If he was booked, yeah, but it just became a bit of a farce at the end. I don't know too much what was happening myself. So it was a tackle on Jamie Maguire. Yeah, it's a bad foul. Then we seemed to get the advantage that we should have got, but then we never knew that we were going to get the advantage because there was no whistle blown. It was probably as bizarre a moment that I've had for a long, long time, to be honest.
And will you now go back to the training ground and look at your strikers to improve their finishing? Because there was a few wayward shots in the game.
Well, I mean, I don't think a problem for Fleetwood scoring goals, I've got to be honest. We're winning threes, fours, fives and sixes. Now, at the end of the day, the conditions in bumpy, bobbly pitch is difficult. Maybe we snatched at a few bits